Given that the play Streetcar Named Desire was first written in 1947, there are bound to be parts of it that are controversial today. Brett Foster, who is playing Harold Mitchell in the upcoming production of the show at the Chanticleer Theater in Council Bluffs, says the curiosity of how the controversial parts might play today was what drew him into the show.
And I thought it would just be fun to kind of see how this show would be interpreted through a modern lens. So I thought it would be kind of fun to be a part of it.
Foster will be performing in the show alongside Sydney Reedman, who is playing Blanche Dubois, Chelsea Walker playing Stella Kowalski, and Isaac Riley playing Stanley Kowalski. If you know anything about the show, you know that the biggest roles are all very intense. In the interest of not spoiling the show for those who are unfamiliar, the characters in this play experience a number of hardships. Reedman's character, Blanche, in particular, is a complicated character. Reedman says her goal was to bring a new interpretation to the role.
My big focus for her has not wanted to make her seem weak by any means, because I think she is an intelligent woman. I think that she is just misunderstood. And I think in the environment that we see her in, it's just this sort of negative, toxic environment, and she doesn't know how to handle it.
Walker took a similar approach to her character, Stella. She says that when she watched the movie in preparation, she felt as though Stella, quote, didn't have much life to her.
Something that I tried really to do with Stella was, bring that life back to her and make sure that she has, I feel like she has a whole inner world, and I feel like she's not lessened by Stanley.
Riley's goal with his portrayal of Stanley was to play the character in a way that made him more dimensional than simply the angry man he is throughout the original production.
So, I mean, that's kind of a hard process for me, trying to find the good and lovable and really human parts of someone who can do something so terrible.
Foster spoke on behalf of the cast while crediting the production's director, Michelle Phillips. He says that he's not sure how many renditions of this show have been directed by women, but he does feel as though this made a difference for this performance.
This is a production worth seeing, even if you love the movie, but no, it's not going to be the same. It's going to feel different, and it's going to feel great.
You can find tickets at pacesartsiowa.org. It will run January 7th through the 9th and January 14th through the 16th at the Hoff Family Arts and Culture Center in Council Bluffs. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Bree Smith.